the state and see those hurricanes and stuff, what they do to cities and stuff, but it also makes the city who they are, and I think like people in Texas will regroup and become stronger from the incident.
What about the reality check you guys had on Friday night? What do you think of you know, how you guys played and trying to bounce back from that today?
Yeah, I think it's, as an individual, I got to get better. Defense got to get better. I just think it's preseason, so we're still learning a lot of stuff. We don't still adjusting and stuff. And I mean, during season, we'll take our. I don't know, like the, we'll be ready for it. So.
Has it been difficult to mix and match within the unit since guys went down?
Yeah, I mean, it always creates a little bit problems when people get hurt and stuff because you don't expect it. So you're going into game. But at the same time, we all have expectations for ourselves and our defense line, and every guy's expected to do their job. And we work with practice with all the other positions and stuff, and so it should just mix well together. But it's a game time situation, so sometimes things happen.
Now, you know, football is obviously all about depth, but you know, the ones might have struggled, but the twos and threes and the depth on this team seems to really be coming along. What was that like for you?
Yeah, seeing those young guys go out there. I mean, we got a lot of talent on this team, and it's we have a really good team as like camaraderie wise and stuff, and I think we're heading in the right direction. We had a little bit of an awakening there, but we're also going to get the best of the best, and we got to step up to the occasion.
I know it's just a preseason game, but do you guys feel on the sidelines that energy? It sounded more like a regular season game at times.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're going against defending champions, you want to see how yourself as a team is going to go against them and match up against them. And then they caught us in some hurry-up stuff, and I think it was clear that we were not that we weren't ready for it. We just needed to adjust better to it especially just getting the line and sign and stuff. So I think we'll just keep piggybacking up on that, and it starts with us just doing it in practice and just have more of a awareness to get on the line and get our hands in the ground and get after it, you know.
On a lighter note, McGregor Mayweather, did you watch it last night?
Yeah, it was an awesome fight. It was exciting. It was good show.
If you could cross over into another sport and do something pro, what would you do?
Fighting would be my
MMA
next thing. Yeah, so I trained in college for 5 years, and I love the sport, but I love football more. So that's where my eyes are now.
So were you rooting for McGregor?
No, I knew Floyd was going to win, but it's McGregor. Like, I mean, he's an elite striker and a counter striker in the UFC. But him, I think he translated well, actually. Just he must train the right way. You can't prepare yourself for a guy that's the best at doing it ever. So it's kind of like, I thought he put a great show on for us, and it was fun to watch.
One more football question. What do you think this team needs to see out of the defensive line in the fourth preseason game to be ready for the regular season?
Well, maybe just a little more juice, a little more physicality and stuff. I think we're heading in the right direction, but I just think there's little nitpicky technique stuff that we need to clean up on, and I think everybody needs to step up a little bit, especially with injuries.